Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We are going to Lance Walnuts. He's talking specifically about how we have to have a lens. How do we see things? How do we see our experiences? What beliefs do we have because of that? What decisions are we making based on our beliefs? And what kind of harvest are we getting? This is so powerful because it begins to help you understand why VFNKB and VFNTV and programs like ours is so important to help shape your belief and your understanding of biblical worldview. Let's go to Lance Walnuts now.
So let's just take a look at this. Got my pen here in my hand. I want to show you something that is extremely powerful, and it has to do with how the role of the rabbi, the teacher, the mentor, is so important in your life right now in terms of understanding what's happening. This is called like the cultural paradigm or cultural pyramid. This is culture one. This goes for individuals and it goes for organizations, and here's what it says. Life happens, and so what we have is experiences, right? So the experience takes place, and I'm writing slow here because of the nature of my technology. All right, you got that word experience in there? So when an experience happens, it could be the bridge that collapses, the shooting incident in a school, the exposure of Hollywood extremism. It could be a terrorist incident in the Middle East. Whatever the experience is, it really is not as important as the next part of the pyramid. The next part of the pyramid isn't experience. What's the next part? It's what you believe. Catch this. What you believe as a result of that experience. So I'm going to put a pair of lenses here like that. Somebody is interpreting for you what's happening to you. So if you have a situation where your brothers reject you, Bible, story Joseph, and put you in a pit, if you believe that God is against you, life is against you, and that dreams aren't real, well, guess what? You just succeeded in believing what a demon was sent to tell you to block you from your destiny. Notice that overcomers, and you'll find this throughout the Bible, Daniel having to be, oh my God, have you guys thought about this? Daniel being drafted into Nebuchadnezzar's service is forced to be a eunuch. He is castrated. Most people don't get that, you know. Next time you hear that, hey, the Lord's called you as a Joseph and a Daniel, say, oh my God, I don't know. How far is this one going? Because Daniel himself had to be a eunuch. Why? Because the proximity he had to the king and the king's concubines meant that he could potentially become a competitor to the throne by virtue of his gifting, access, and influence. So in order to avert that, you had to make eunuchs out of the wisest, most powerful men near the throne. Think about that. So when history happens, how you believe or how you interpret your experience is more powerful than the experience itself. Daniel could say, here I am serving God, me and my friends trying to love God. I didn't screw up. I didn't do anything. My parents are the ones that screwed up everything. And now I have to go up to Babylon and lose everything. And so you catch this. Joseph, Daniel, can you see where they have to overcome some pretty powerful narratives that are talking to them? This is the part of the story we don't even think about. Your experience is never really the important factor. It's the beliefs you attach to your experience. And that's where the Torah, or the Word of God, comes in so importantly. Because what they had was two things working for them. I'll put the Bible this way for us. They understood the Word of God. These were prophets that that had a revelation of the Word of God, and they had a revelation of the nature of God or character of God. And evidently, they had something else going for them, which is pretty powerful. They actually had a relationship with the Ruach HaKodesh, which would be the Spirit of God, or the dove. The Spirit of God spoke to them, and they chose to believe in the integrity of who God's identity is so that they never questioned the goodness of God. The number one things Americans struggle with, and I'm always, if it's not, is that God, or is how do I know it's God's voice? The number one thing Christians struggle with is if God's a good God, or is he doing bad things? And there again, here's the problem. Because who is getting into the belief system of people? It's media. This is why media is such a demonic mischief maker. Television, entertainment, movies. And man, once you've got the lenses of the Word of God on, and you start actually seeing truth and understanding truth. It's amazing the mechanisms and multiplicity of sources that come in order to rob you of faith and hope, because the whole world system, every newspaper you touch, every TV broadcast you run into, and the society you associate with, the unbelief that can get into you like a virus from people close to you. If the enemy can't get you, he's going to get the people closest to you, and they're yapping in your ear to transplant stuff into your own heart. So I'm telling you, the most important thing to have in these days is what these prophets had. I'm talking Joseph and Daniel stuff, marketplace stuff. It's not being, not looking at experiences, but making sure that you are your own filter for how the Word of God and the Spirit of God is revealing to you what's happening in those experiences. And I don't want to labor this point, because this is how culture is created in your home, in your family, in your business, in your nation. And I'm really laboring nowadays to get faith for nations, because the church is so stuck in a narrative of escapism or personal survival. In other words, going to heaven or surviving instead of actually taking ground. So here we go. Experiences happen. Whoever is interpreting those experiences is shaping your belief. Make sure that what you believe about a situation is in line with what the Word of God says, honors the character of God, and that you're in a conversation with the Holy Spirit. For that reason, that's where people like, I believe, me come along, because those of us that are teachers, we have a responsibility to make sure that we're accurately understanding the times, so that the belief or the hope and the vision that is in the church is moving on. Why? Because watch this next critical step in the process. Your experience shapes your beliefs. Your beliefs form the agreements you make about life, people, and your future. And that leads to this thing called decisions. Your decisions, whether you invest money or whether you buy a power generator and hide out in the Ozark Mountains right now, whether you believe the future is going to be bright or whether you believe the future is going to be disastrous, your decisions, I don't know if you can see that word, decisions, your decisions actually become the choices that you make. The choices that you make are based on the beliefs that you've got. The beliefs that you've got are based on the interpretation you give to your life experience. You see how this thing works? Your experiences don't mean as much as your beliefs. What you believe about your experience, because your beliefs are going to shape your choices. Your choices, my friend, and this is important, are going to always shape your harvest. And this is going to be maddening in the days ahead, because there are folks that are making fear-based choices right now because fear is the interpretation of what's out there. Or they're making anger-based choices because there's so much anger in media. I mean, it's amazing. Literally, it's an unmasked Hollywood and media world in its hostility against the President of the United States. And all that I can say is that culture is because every new thing that happens gets interpreted by a spirit. What's dangerous is there's a spirit world trying to get into your head, and that spirit is moving through. I'm going to add academia. It bothers me that you see children's walking out of schools. Whenever you watch this broadcast, we're going through a period in America where now the children are being weaponized by liberals and leftist teachers. Children, 10-year-olds and 13-year-olds aren't self-organizing. They're being done through the teachers. If parents understood that the teachers are actually working with liberals to mobilize students, to train them to become an army to protest en masse, it's enough to make you furious. But then again, what I believe about that experience, I got a guard. I believe that it means that the next generation needs to be mobilized by Christians. We need to give them a different message. We need to show them how they have to be mobilized so that they can push against the propaganda that's coming from the world around them. I think there's a whole generation of bold, powerful youth that are waiting for an aggressive, powerful Jesus to mobilize them. Does that make sense to you? The Bible says in Psalm 110 that Jesus' people will be willing in the day of his power, and the youth are going to come to him. The youth are going to come to him. Remember when Jesus went into Jerusalem? What did he ride? A colt that had never yet been ridden. A young generation is going to bring Jesus into the cities. So let's take a look at this. Experience shapes beliefs. Beliefs make your decisions. Decisions determine your harvest. You want to be very careful who your mentors are, who your teachers are, because Jesus wants our faith to start to move towards nations. We're going to have a new mobilization of the body of Christ. Nations are about to come into the kingdom of God. That's the message. And what I'm believing right now is that there's going to be an acceleration of revelation, and it's going to begin to create new experiences. What do you want to do when you want to create a new life for yourself? Well, you need to have new experiences.
You've got to have new experiences. Listen, before we go to break, you can go to civilchristianity.org or go to vfnkb.com and look for Civil Christianity. God has already told us prophetically, we have to begin to organize as a body, as a people, how to be able to shape a nation. It takes a spiritual government, the government of God. Jesus is the king of the government, to be able to shape a secular government. And he's called us to be able to win nations, and that has to do with the actual government.
That's right.
So comment below, write to us, want to hear your thoughts on that. You're seeing right here behind me, you're seeing it kind of a little bit written out a little bit better than that. Our experiences we have, it doesn't matter what our experiences are. All we have to do is what do I believe based on those experiences? That's why you have to stay in tune with VFNTV, because we're going to talk about a biblical viewpoint of each of these things so that you can believe what God would want you to believe about that, and then you can begin to make a decision based on that. Every day we're making decisions based on our belief, and all of a sudden your harvest is going to change. It's going to be different. This is so important because secular media right now seems to be overtaken with things that want to produce a negative, bad, dark, broke, just terrible harvest. But they don't know God. They're not broadcasting the light. We're talking. God's got good plans in store for you. God is totally in control. It's the side of darkness that's losing in this, and it's the side of light that is winning. We have to stand up during that time. So comment below, write to us, email us, let us know your thoughts. We'd love hearing from you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.